So we're going to kind of alternate music and stories tonight. And the next person is a member of the Nerdlogs troupe. You guys will know her best as the girl in Girl in a Comic Shop. She just found her high school Zanga, and she's going to read it for us, you guys. Claire Freeman. Oh, my God, a girl.
I'm so glad you brought up Zanga since that I'm reading it. I got a friend of mine from high school just contacted me out of the blue a couple weeks ago and was like, hey, I was scouring the internet to make sure I have everything personal taken down because I'm trying to get government clearance, and I found my Zanga, so I found your Zanga. And I was like, yes! I'm so happy because I had been trying to find it and I couldn't. And he knew that about me. And so I went through and I read it, and I was so bored. Like, it was such a bad blog. All I did was talk about, what I did that day and what my scores were on standardized tests and, what, place I got in a diving meet. And I was like, no one cared about this. Absolutely. And this is what all of our blogs were. And so, and I just, it was just, the strongest voice. And so stuff started off guess what? I have stuff that you may or may not care about to say today. First off, it's September. September. Did that suck or is it just me? And it just goes on and I'm prepared. And almost every blog starts like that. Hey everybody, I haven't written in 10 days, but that's because I've been crazy bogged down with homework and dieting and the like. I'll try to bring you up to date. And I can't even read the rest of it aloud. Oh my god, I didn't update my journal for 2 weeks. What is this world coming to? For those of you who didn't pick up the sarcasm, you're all idiots. Just kidding, I love you. Again, you is spelled with the letter U. Every time, 2 years of that blog until I figured it out my junior or senior year of high school. I started writing in poetry instead of prose form because that was awesome. Now to what everyone's talking about, homecoming. Here's what's going down with me. I have a dress that's uber pretty and I'm definitely going. But I currently date this. So if anyone's got anyone, then maybe I'll go. I'm never picky right now, though. Whatever. I'm about to talk to you about who knows what'll happen. So this is my life right now. Maybe I'll update this in a month or so. JK, TTYL. PSN related news. Robert Blake was just acquitted. Shows where our values are. I read through the whole thing, and I was like, It was such a combination of the most mundane things in the world and then really strong opinions. Because I had the whole world figured out. I knew exactly what was going on. And then I would just have random things that sound much more like the things that I post now, which is kind of disappointing to me. So it's like, you ever have one of those days when you're getting in the shower and you're standing there and suddenly you realize, hey, I'm chewing gum. I might still post that on my Twitter, but it's also kind of comforting in a weird way to know that I'm almost exactly the same. Holy crap, major moral outrage here. So I just got done watching the original Star Wars trilogy, but it's the brand new super pack version, and you know in the last one Luke sees Obi-Wan, Yoda, and his father's ghosts. They totally took out the guy who was originally the ghost of Anakin. Hayden freaking Christensen is the ghost. What? Anyone else who's morally outraged, leave a comment. And for the record, I'm completely aware of what a dork I am. That is besides the point. You know you care. Oh, and also, in addition to that, P.S. Green Day. Excuse the language. Best fucking concert ever. And everything, there were flashes of, like, self-awareness within the blog. And I think my favorite post that I found, like, this was a blog that went on for 4 years. It was the entirety of my high school experience summed up in, like, a terribly written orange blog. You never realize what you had until it's gone. You never realize how sadly dependent you are on your technology until you lose your cell phone with the battery dead. My life is a continual black hole of inconsequential suburban despair. But I think by far my favorite thing was the absolute moral outrage at, like, being, like, not... There was one that I wrote that was about not getting invited to a party, but not being mad about that, but being mad that everyone felt bad for me that I wasn't invited for the party. And it was just like, and now for a few quick lines about high school. Get over it. If you have something to say about me, say it to me. Talking behind people's backs is not the way to get on their good side. Usually their good side is forward facing. Take a step back, breathe, and ask yourself, why does it really matter? Getting pissed off about stuff accomplishes nothing. Do something if it bugs you so much. Just let it go. Or in the words of my dear friend Alex, bend the goat. How much do you actually care? I have no idea what bend the goat means. I have no idea. And just for emphasis, get over it. But the kind of comforting thing reading through all that was, I was like, okay, if I went back, like me now, and hung out with high school stealth, like, I would probably like her. I would be just like, whoa, like, cool it a little bit. Like, just take it down a couple notches. But, like, overall, you're kind of a cool kid. And just for comparison, I tweet a lot. And so I went back through my recent tweets. And sure enough, like, a month ago, I tweeted, sometimes I talk to people and then I'm just like, stop it. Which goes to show that I will never, ever change.
Your Zenga was orange color?
Yeah.
Most people I know had like black or pink or purple.
It bugged me so much I couldn't read it. So it was like a light orange and then it had a dark font. And that's
embedded songs and videos of plenty, I'm sure, right?
No, I hated that. It was all time. What I had to say was way more important. Whatever.